Ben Motter on Unsplash. There's a stranger in town who's become very partial to the exquisite cuisine and accommodations Oakville offers. He's going to settle his family here in the next few months. And he's hoping he'll find hospitable neighbors. The trouble is some people don't want to share their urban space with a coyote. The main issue is that all across southern Ontario, we've seen the portrayal of coyotes as these negative, hateful creatures, said Allison Condren, animal protection officer with the Oakville-Milton Humane Society, OMHS. They don't have that in them. They're not vengeful. And I think that is what's driving a lot of the fear that we're seeing. The truth is, reported sightings in Oakville increased during 2021 and 2022. But it's complicated because COVID played a huge role. With everyone forced to stay home for a time, and some of us not returning to work or school, more people could see what goes on in their neighborhoods and parks. So, while coyote sightings increased, Ministry of Natural Resource Statistics, as well as OMHS statics, show there was no rise in the population count. Sightings will probably go up in mid-February when coyotes mate. Their pups will arrive in April. Fall is another time of more frequent sightings as coyotes get ready for winter, and pups that have matured, move out to find their own place. Coyotes have developed an affinity for urban living as we have encroached on their natural environment. Fortunately, several simple precautions can reduce human-coyote interactions and conflicts and help us coexist. Coyotes eat small mammals and birds, so don't attract them to your yard by feeding them. Don't intentionally feed coyotes by leaving out food for them. They not only become reliant on humans but also lose their natural fear and become aggressive. Secure garbage and compost containers with wildlife-proof lids or store them in the garage. Cats are not allowed to run at large in Oakville, partly because they're an easy meal for coyotes. Off-leash dog parks are great because they're safe and frequented by people. However, going to a schoolyard or a park is never a good idea because coyotes don't see a dog. They see another canine threatening their territory. If you come into contact with a coyote, practice humane hazing, also called aversion conditioning. It's a safe and effective way to get coyotes to leave the area, and it can help restore their natural fear of humans. All you have to do is make big, loud movements. If you do this every time you see the coyote, it will move on to an area that's quieter and friendlier. Whistles won't work because it's similar to other noises urban coyotes are used to hearing. At home, make yourself look large while banging pots and pans. When walking, carry a jar of marbles or coins to shake. Opening and closing an umbrella quickly not only makes a whooshing sound, but it's also a weird, big movement. A garbage bag is easy to carry in your pocket. Snapping it open makes a sharp sound as well as a visual a coyote isn't used to seeing. Repeating this a couple of times will usually drive a coyote away. Never throw items directly at a coyote with the intention of hitting it. That would make it feel threatened. Always maintain eye contact and never turn your back or run. Be sure to continue hazing humanely until the coyote leaves the area. It's essential to be consistent and use humane hazing whenever you see a coyote on your property or when walking. Never haze a sick or injured coyote. Instead, phone the OMHS at 905-845-1551. Never haze a coyote when it has food, near its den, or an adult with pups. The town of Oakville has a map on its website, highlighting coyote hotspots to avoid as well as great information and tips. Condren wants to remind people that the OMHS does not relocate coyotes. The only people legally allowed to rehabilitate wildlife are registered wildlife rehabilitators sanctioned by the Ministry of Natural Resources. The OMHS does attend to sick and injured coyotes. They will bring the animal to their facility and transport it to a licensed rehabilitator. Condren says too often, people are getting coyote information from sources that are not factual or science-based. She wants people to know they can call the OMHS phone line 24/7 with questions. The more information you have, the more prepared you're going to be, and you're not going to be afraid anymore. It will minimize those negative interactions, and we won't see as many issues as we've been seeing, said Condren. To donate to the OMHS holiday campaign, click here.